session begins. This is your reading for Wednesday, April 23rd. Hey, I got it in one go this time. All right. Let's get into it. First, here in our positive position, we have the inverted Four of Wands. Now, this card typically signals a lack of roots or conflicts at home. In our negative position, we have the Fool. Usually, this is innocence and idealism. And, like, how is that negative? We'll get to that. In the advice position, we have the inverted Five of Pentacles. This is a card of forgiveness, feeling welcomed, or establishing stability. So, reading for today. Unfortunately, today's positive card is not a continuation from yesterday. The inverted Four of Wands is the exact opposite of the upright meaning, where instead of balance and harmony, we find discord and instability. So the question becomes how we can take this as a positive, and my usual answer for situations like these is awareness. We are aware that we're having a problem, and now we can take active steps to move forward. And we'll get to the active steps when we get to the advice card. The negative card is the Fool. Despite what the name may lead us to think, this is usually a good card to get. It's like the Star, the one that we had yesterday, in the positive position, if I recall correctly. This represents potential, positive potential. But the Fool can go a little further than just being applicable to a specific situation. The Fool is not necessarily an innocent character, but is what we would call idealistic or maybe even a bit naive. Now, these traits, in some situations, may be positive, are not the characteristics that we need to be presenting to the world. If there's disharmony at home, as alluded to here in the inverted Four of Wands, then it would not do well to act like everything's somehow going to work itself out. In the advice position, the inverted Five of Pentacles. Like the Four of Wands in the positive slot, the Five of Pentacles inverted takes the opposite meaning of its upright counterpart. Whereas upright, it's a bit more negative. When we have it inverted, we're looking at brighter days ahead. And while the worst is over, there's still some traveling that needs to be done to get entirely out of the negative patch. It's important to remember how we wrapped up the Fool. This is not the time to think that things will somehow work themselves out for the best. We have to take an active role in course correcting ourselves. So, one of those things is, if we're feeling disharmony, then we need to establish harmony. Unfortunately, it is as simple as, problem here, do something about that problem. That's kind of the spread that we're getting. But that's your reading for April 23rd. If you would like to see how I put all of this together, you can look us up on Patreon, LVX Media Net, over on Patreon, just like we are on all social media platforms. I put together a video and I put it up at the beginning of the week, so you can see the cards as they come out, as they come out through the week. If you'd like a personal reading, lvxmedia.net/spooky, you can get yourself hooked up by filling out the form that I have there. Scroll through the different artwork, pick the one that best represents you, and there you go. If you'd like something a little bit more holistic, I can do cards. I can card read the shit out of your face. But if you want something a little bit more holistic, things like including like a psychic reading, tarot, astrology, numerology, a lot of things that I'm not too well versed on. I have a bit of a mentor, psychicsamira.com. If you go over there and you want to get yourself a reading, she's really good about money back guarantees, but I sincerely doubt you're going to need it. But if you want to get yourself a discount, your checkout code is LEO78843. get yourself 20% off, and you help us out here at Lux Media. You help us out a little bit in the process. I think that's it. Hopefully, this is a bit more of like a pragmatic spread. Not quite, not flowery, but also not doom and gloom. So it's up to you. What kind of fool do you want to be? Do you want to be nobody's fool and fix the shit that's in front of you? Or do you just want to act like everything's going to get better and just ignore your problems? You tell me. But that's going to do it. I will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.